The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and it is Monday, 27th of June, 2011. We're all still alive and well here. Ron McDonald, are you alive and well, sir?
I'm alive and I'm well, and that's all I can say for right now.
Well, who could ask for anything more? You're vertical and you're talking.
That's true.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I am reading the Austin Un-American Statesman today, and I open it up, and on page one, there's headlines. Page two, wedding bells join New York Pride Blitz. You know, they legalized gay marriage in New York, and all the people are out there celebrating their cultural demise. And then page three, Georgia program tries to fill harvest hole, and I'm continuing to go through the newspaper and seeing if there's any good news. Oh, well, here we go on page A4. San Francisco Oakland Bridge, another contract win for China. This is not front page news. And talk about outsourcing. Now, this comes from our friends at NYT. And that's not a university. That's the New York Times. Talk about outsourcing. At a sprawling manufacturing complex, hundreds of Chinese laborers are now completing work on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. Next month, the last of more than two dozen giant steel modules, each with a roadbed segment about half the size of a football field, will be loaded onto a ship and transported 6,500 miles to Oakland. There, they will be assembled to fit into the eastern span of the new Bay Bridge. The project is part of China's continual move up the global economic value chain as it aims to become the world's civil engineer. The assembly work in California and the pouring of the concrete road surface will be done by Americans. Oh, well, isn't that nice? But construction of the bridge decks and the materials that went into the Made in China affair, California officials say the state saved hundreds of millions of dollars by turning to China. Now, geez, do we really need a bridge manufactured in China, shipped all the way across the ocean, to land in Oakland, California, in San Francisco? By the way, that's your old hometown out there, isn't it?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Yeah. Does this sound like good news, saving hundreds of millions of dollars?
Well, if you're in a breadline right now, it isn't good news. If you're a multimillionaire, it doesn't matter.
Well, we'll get into a little bit more of this after the break, and we'll also take your calls today. Hint, hint. At 800-724-2719. Remember how I ended the show last Monday? Well, here's your chance.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So, you know, let's take a couple of calls here first. What do you say, Ron? Ron? You think so? Well, tell them to dial. You know, we do have the, you know, I'm kind of a strange creature. I think the greatest invention ever made was a telephone. Everything else is just a electronic whiz techie knockoff of same. What's an email? It's an express letter. We got it. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well,
I wonder what just happened, eh?
I don't know. Joe in Virginia. Hello, Joe.
Hey, John, was that email comment addressed towards me, because I have a question for Ron before y'all get into y'all's subject?
No. Actually, I was just showing my age. Go ahead.
Well, I'm moving right now. Listen to you as we're moving down the road. But I wanted to ask Ron, before y'all got off into any topic today because of his book, how important a mandate of Congress is when they're facing, a federal judge, and he's faced with a mandate of Congress. Has he ever seen them try to get around it or wiggle out of it because they're protecting some kind of sacred cow?
Well, you know, today it's a whole different situation. I've quoted often about the Constitution basically has been suspended. The limitations of the office of the presidency as Commander-in-Chief of the United States is in place. The Congress doesn't matter anymore, neither do the courts. We now have, and this is why Bush had mentioned that the Constitution, just another piece of paper. So I think
he said GD piece of paper, to be specific.
Yeah, that's true. And he's a very religious man.
So. Yes, of course he is.
Okay, well, let me just ask this. Now, you're saying that the Constitution was essentially suspended after the Civil War or around the 1933 time, right?
Right, because without a treasury, without lawful money in the treasury, there's nothing backing the law.
That's a clear bill doctrine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Federal Register Act was written in 1935. And the Federal Register is a place where we're supposed to be able to go to find out what our clear liabilities are. And so that was, you know, sort of written by Congress after the bankruptcy. And, you know, moved this into the administrative procedures. So this falls into, you know, the Federal Register along with administrative procedures, force and effect of law. So are you saying we're still in necessity? We're still in necessity mode, and even though it was done here after the bankruptcy, the courts could say, you know, come up with some wild excuse because they don't want to let the cat out of the bag and walk around the mandate still.
Well, you kind of mentioned it correctly when you brought in the Civil War. Understanding the true nature of the federal government versus the state government and the citizenry within the state, that citizenry was created under common law. The document of the Constitution in that state was common law. They knew the difference at that time of a federal government. They knew that if a federal government existed, it existed for international law. And what you're talking about right now is international law, and one has to be conscious of where one puts his feet. And I put my feet on land raising the common law. It's difficult, but it can be done. You're talking about international law when you get into Congress and congressional laws and mandates and registers and admiralty law. This is, again, this is why the president, we have no president. We haven't had a president since 1933 or possibly before, because he's no longer a citizen handling the management of the country. He now is commander-in-chief of the military, and he moves as though. And this is why he has complete authority, and there's no limitation to his office.
And I have a little addition to this. And, Joe, continue listening as you're going on down the road. Because I have something that one of our listeners had sent to us. So hang in there. Anything else, Joe?
No, and I've got you tied in through my radio, through an iPod and a hotspot, so I can hang up.
Okay, good deal.
All right, bye-bye.
Appreciate it very much. Let me take Lee and Georgia quickly. Lee, do you have a specific point you'd like to make?
Oh, well, yeah, but I don't know if I can do it quick.
Well, get specific and get to it quick.
All right. George Washington Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge, all these great things, our railroad system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever recall shipping in the parts. Now, how do they call taking salaries away from Americans, which would have spent that money at the stores, the grocery stores, the lumber yards, and all that? How is this saving money, and how is this doing us any good? California, wake up. Refuse to do the work. That's what I say. Unless they use American-made products. I'd refuse to do the work.
Well, I don't know. Hey, Lee, if they can't send us stuff that's not contaminated, how many news stories have we gotten that products and food products and whatever else made in China shipped over here? These people don't play by the same rules that we do. Now, here's something to consider with this wonderful replacement bridge out there. This is Chinese steel.
Yeah.
Of course, we got to use Chinese steel because steel industry in this country is what? Gone.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Gotcha. Lee, thanks for your call. Gosh, I don't know exactly. Well, let me back up a little bit and let me address this to Joe. And thank you, Jerry, for sending this to me. He says, Congress does not work for the American people. You have no representation in this criminal de facto corporation masquerading as government. It is worthy to note that all members of Congress are required to file a foreign agent's registration statement pursuant to 22 U.S.C. 611C 1, 4, 612, and 613. When representing the interest of the foreign principal or power, and evidently this came out of a case, Rabinowitz versus Kennedy, 376 U.S. 605, and on it goes. Anyway, he says, again, I shall post their true status. Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 11, Officers and Employees Acting as Agents of Foreign Principals. Whoever, being a public official, is or acts as an agent of the foreign principal required to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act of 1938, or a lobbyist required to register under the Lobbying Disclosure Act of 1995 in connection with representation of a foreign entity, as defined in this section, Section 3 and 6 of that act, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. Me, if I do something against the great powers and the Wizard of Oz and government land, Congress Curtis USA in Washington, D.C., 10 years or $10,000 fine. And then it goes from there. All for each instance, by the way. For the purpose of this section, and public official means delegate or resident commissioner, either before or after he has qualified, or as an officer, employee, or person acting for or on behalf of the United States, capital U, capital S, you know the drill, or any department, agency, or branches government thereof, including the District of Criminals, I'm sorry, it says Columbia, in any official function, under or by authority of any such department, agency, or branch of government. Now you know why we get no representation in Congress. They work as agents of foreign principals, i.e., the international bankers. Now, put your thinking caps on, folks. Do our state government personnel also need to register? Yes, they are doing business with Federal Reserve notes. Let me see. Doesn't Article 1, Section 10 of the Federal Constitution say states cannot use anything but gold and silver for payments of debt? And I like what Edmund Burke had to say. Those who have been intoxicated with power can never willingly abandon it. And, of course, they're manipulated by it as well. Ron, you wrote a book about money, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And everything that it touches?
Absolutely. You know, I often thought it must have been a hostile takeover because, again, bankruptcy only lasts 7 to 11 years. Mm-hmm. I still don't understand why we're in a bankruptcy some 70-something years after the fact.
Well, and I think I have figured this thing out, or at least I'm starting to get a handle on what is transpiring. Now, with Greece, you've heard the austerity program, you heard all the brouhaha, you know, oh, Greece needs this bailout money, or Greece is going to have to go bankrupt. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Spain, Italy's right on the verge, England, Ireland, United States, on and on. Well, I think I figured out what they're up to. Now, just today, and folks, we said this. I said this when I talked to my J.P. Morgan Chase guy. Sorry, you never contacted me back, so, eh. My conversation is now public domain. Here's the deal. When I talked to this guy 6-7 weeks ago, I said, there's going to be a QE3, isn't there? I said, they're committed to monetizing the debt, right? Slow eye close and slow nod of the head. And I said, but I hear they're not going to call it QE3, or they may not even give it a name, or call it something different. Again, I get a nod. What do I see today? Oh, the QE2 is going to be extended. They're not going to give it another name. It's just the QE2. Old Ben is going to, another $300 billion, another $300 billion for bailouts. This is going to continue, ladies and gentlemen. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to try to explain to you what I think the international bankster gangsters are up to.
Pathogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may, in fact, save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
So, in Greece, oh, well, they made this big to-do, Ron, about, is the parliament going to vote? Are they going to do the austerity? Are they going to take the loans? We had the European Union weighing in on this, and all this brouhaha. Well, yeah, they're going to make the loans available to Greece, but there's going to be a few caveats here. One, basically, we have to take over your infrastructure. In other words, the country is for sale. And I'm talking about all their infrastructure. I'm not just talking about a utility plant. I'm just not talking about a couple of water treatment plants. No, it appears what the bankers are doing is acting as their saviors. And here again, these are the people that got most of the civilized and industrialized countries of the world in serious hot water through their little derivatives bubble that they floated off the housing bubble, off of whatever bubble. You know, it's always a bubble. We always have people out there speculating, and there's all these derivatives that pop up. Well, what if the banks are acting as brokers, giving loans to countries, and then going in and saying, well, look, you know, we can't keep giving you money. You're going to have to make some concessions. You're going to have to get rid of some dead weight. How about your entire infrastructure? Isn't that up for sale? And can we bring in our favorite corporations that go unnamed and set up the deals that these be privatized? And what they're really saying when they use that term privatize, it's up for sale to the person that's got the money. Go ahead and bid on it. Sound like a plausible explanation, Ron?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not the first time, basically. This has been going on since probably before the Civil War. I can only theorize that when the bankers lent Lincoln all that money, they had to have some sort of agreement in back of it, and they had to have people in political offices. No banker will lend money unless they have a security.
And what's the security here in the United States?
The property, the government.
And whatever you and I can produce.
That's it. You got it.
We've been pledged against that debt, which I don't know, by I guess some osmotic way through I don't know how many years, somehow what the government's been doing has benefited me, right? I think.
Obviously, you owe nothing.
So they roll into town with some high-rolling bankers, and it all sounds good, and we have elastic currency and plenty of credit out there for everybody. Hey, we're on a good hayride here. Enjoy it. Until somebody throws a cigarette butt in a haystack, and we all go up like, and somebody wakes us up sometime between death, rigor mortis, and medium rare. Well, last Friday, I, and again... Mike, thank you for sending this in. And I told you about this earlier today, Ron, that I went into the public record. And it was a report on the Committee of the Judiciary. And we're talking about the 82nd Congress. I mean, what are we up to now? 108th, 109th, something like that. I don't know. Senate Resolution 366. It was the 81st Congress. And this was a resolution relating to the internal security of the United States. In this... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, out of the Federal Register, and that's where it was printed, and out of these hearings in 1951 and 1952, explains how our wonderful State Department has, in fact, they engineered the takeover, the communist takeover of China. Now, people always was told that, well, communist Chinese and Russian communists, well, they had different views. Did they? While the State Department here in the U.S. was figuring out ways to dump Chiang Kai-shek, and I think you mentioned to me earlier he had to get out of Dodge and go to Formosa, it was at the hands and promises of the United States government that they never made good on that actually brought down Chiang Kai-shek. And well, now we're in bed with the communist Chinese. Now there are good buds and pals. They were training. Now get this, Ron. Russia was taking in the newly fledgling communist in China, and they were schooling them in Russia, 1,200 at a time, to install the new version of Chinese communism, as if it was really any different than Russian communism. But here again, folks, look how we have fostered and aided the communists. Does anybody out there doubt that General George Patton had made the statement to Omar Bradley, look, we've got the men, we've got the materiel, let's roll into Russia and kick these Ruskies' asses right now? No, what we did is we gave big wet kisses to Uncle Joe Stalin. Joe Stalin proceeded right after World War II to carve up a lot of Europe. And then we had the basis for an ongoing adversarial relationship, the antithesis to us capitalists, those dirty little communists. Now, think all the while, ladies and gentlemen, who's sitting in the background. They don't care who's wearing the white hat. They don't care who's wearing the black hat. They're just bankers, and we're just here to extend credit to anybody that needs it. Good, bad, or indifferent, we don't care about your religious philosophies, we don't care about your political philosophies, we don't care. We'll extend the long arm of credit to you as well. More on this when we get back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You want to talk about a real Hanoi Jane, which I hear Jane Fonda is really the illegitimate child of Mao Zedong. Hey, who knows? It could be true. At any rate, folks, I mean, through our own State Department, our State Department has been the enabler for a lot of things to happen. And I'll tell you what, none of them are good. Now, do you see, folks, that, well, these Chinese, they're really not communists. They're just up-and-coming, fledgling, well, not capitalist. I don't know what you'd call them, but tell you what, they got bags full of money to buy up infrastructure and create jobs in America. And, geez, where have I heard this before? But every step along the way, you know, did we try to go kill communists in Korea? I don't know. How many men did we lose in Korea? Did we lose more in Korea than we did in Vietnam? But isn't that strange that it was the United Nations operations, which the United Nations will still not own up to it to this day, but it is true. You know, they rolled in, hostilities, they've got to have a cessation of hostilities. Oh, well, we'll put in a demilitarized zone, just like they did with Vietnam. I mean, to the point. We couldn't fly into Hanoi and go bomb the SAM missile sites. Those were off limits. You can't go after the communist Chinese on our own territory. Can't do that. So what did we do? 52,000 American lives lost in Vietnam for what? To only see the United States military leave and the killing fields took place? Anybody that was part of that revolution were dead? Of course, they had little re-education camps, but oh, gosh, once you give somebody the hope and the taste for freedom, can you really take that back out of them? Can you communize them again? Can you have them pick up their, well, hence they had to kill off millions of people. Time and time and time again. We keep doing the same thing, and nobody in this country seems to really notice. Now, oh, well, we got a wonderful bridge that's going up in Oakland to bridge over to San Francisco. Who's it being done by? Our good commie friends. You see, that's not the threat anymore. It's not the communist Chinese because, you know, they're moving toward democracy. They're moving towards capitalism. No, what they're doing is moving in. Oh, but let's distract you with something else. Let's go full bore propaganda on Al-Qaeda, which the CIA created. And, of course, we got to have their ongoing boogeymen. And that's the real threat against the United States. Really? Name me one country in the Middle East right now that's a threat to the United States. Come on. I'm waiting. Oh, that's right. There is none. That was a rhetorical question. It didn't require your answer. Was there a threat out of Saddam Hussein? No. Is there a threat from Ahmadinejad? No. Is there a threat from Muammar Gaddafi? No. Which... I need to get into Wayne Madsen. He was on Russian television. And he was on the ground in Tripoli. He was on the ground. If people want to know why he's not been on the network, that's because he's been over in the Middle East, on the ground, telling the truth, out of Libya. We'll get around to that clip as well. But first, let me take Scott in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott.
John.
Hi.
Hi, John. Thanks for all your good work. I really appreciate it. You're the best of the best.
Well, I thank you, but I'm not, but thank you.
You are.
But
you
anyhow.
Are. John, I don't, I've been doing this for a long time, and you're the only game in town.
Well, I appreciate that. You should get out more often.
probably right, you know?
Yeah.
But in any case, I have a question for yourself or Ron. Is there a contract available where you can use real money, i.e. gold or silver, to pay off a registered debt?
Utah just made some provisions for that, but to be honest with you, Scott, I am not familiar with and intimate with the details of it. But they did make gold and silver a tender for payments of your debt based on current market spot of the day, I guess.
Really? Utah did that?
Yeah.
And I would also suggest you look up your state codes, your government codes, just like here in California. Government code 6850 says the money of accounts of the state of California are the dollar, the cent, and the mill, which is after the political code back in the 1800s. And that's a measure of weight in gold or precious metals.
Right.
And if that's still the money of accounts, then that's the contract. But unless you know how to defend that and move against it, that's your, you know, you have to.
Right. I was just wondering. All right. Let's say in a private. I was initially thinking of like going and being able to pay off a bank debt with gold or silver, because I can see a year, two, 3 years down the road. If somebody owes $500,000 in their precious metals now become that there's going to be the necessity of a vehicle or absence of Federal Reserve notes to offset with real money the debts that these, you know, admiralty institutions hold.
Well, that's – and correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, is – that was the idea. We would never be able to bridge that because is there enough gold and silver mined in all of history to back the current debt that say that we owe right now?
To my knowledge, I don't believe there is.
I don't think so either. Unless they have unless they have some mining futures on Mars or the moon we haven't heard of.
But that doesn't mean that I don't have it, you know?
Well,
So if we can't do it with one of these registered admiralty corporations,
yeah,
between private individuals in a private situation, is there some contract which, if both parties accept, you know, let's say had
let me just say one thing, Scott, is that you can't commingle different jurisdictions. You're asking if you can bring lawful tender into a commercial area that uses only credit and debt instruments.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, that would be that's like mixing apples and oranges, saying you come out with an apple orange.
Verboten, huh?
Yeah, it's just not.
Well, and here's
that was for you, John.
Hey, let me ask you this, Scott. Why would we want to turn our gold and silver back into the bankers?
Well, I can see the time down the road. Let's say I'm in debt $1 million. I can see a time down the road where the holdings that, you know, you have can easily at some point triple, quadruple, whatever, and thereby become as valuable. And you know, I would hate to have the opportunity to turn my whatever into dollars and then, you know, try and go that route,
mm-hmm,
where I think they're going to prohibit that anyway if we have large increases in the amount of value of the real money versus the debt.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make it impossible to discharge that debt with real money. And I'm looking for a way to discharge the admiralty debt with real money, and I don't see any.
Well, just Scott, on your argument that say that you do owe $1 million.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, but I don't know, some may call me devious for this line of thought, but, you know, I would ignore the debt, and I would forestall it as long as I could, rather than offering up any gold and silver and tender for payment of said debt. I would grab all that commodity that I possibly could, and I would make myself unavailable to the creditor that was trying to collect. In other words, I would up and disappear. I'd bury my wealth. I'd wait till the scorched earth policy takes place, and then I'd rethink my position.
Yeah. That's one way.
That's one way to do it.
I was hoping for a contract, but
you know, I would also bring in the point that this has all been a fraud against you.
Yeah.
What reasonable man would ever labor for an instrument that puts them in debt?
Hmm. Well, it's like working for the company store if you're a miner.
Yeah.
Remember that little drill?
Yes.
Oh, we'll extend you credit against your pay, but of course it'll be an exorbitant prices, wink, wink, kind of a tax on using our service or our commodity, and then we'll just keep you in debt, so you got to keep digging. The more you dig, the more in debt you go. The more in debt you go, the more you got to dig. Yeah, sounds familiar, doesn't it? Hey, Scott, thanks for your call.
Thank you, John. Appreciate everything you do.
All right, we're going to keep trying. By the way, I want to mention one of our sponsors, TerraVim. Before I forget, contract renewal time on an advertiser. You know how many calls this guy got? And I'm almost embarrassed to say this. He's been advertising with us for a month. You know how many calls he's gotten, folks? Two. Two calls. Now, I'm not into eternal bailouts or pledge drives for that fact. And we've asked people to support our sponsors. So if you're buying your vitamin products or anything else from anybody else, rethink your position. Because without the advertisers and any source of money to pay our bills here at this network, the network will cease to exist. You're probably scratching your head right now going, oh, man, it's a depression. I don't know how these guys are making it. You know what? I don't either. So please do me a favor. Go to TerraVim.com. Give these guys a call. You need vitamin supplements. There's other supplements. They've got name brand stuff. Stuff that you will recognize, that every mother and her uncle is out there selling. But don't buy it from every mother and her uncle. Buy it from the sponsors on this network. Help support the network. Because if it doesn't go in to the Gozinda, there's no go out of. There's no radio programming. You see how that works? I'd love to be a commercial-free network. I'd like to have bags of money I could self-finance, and we wouldn't even need any commercials. We'd just take more calls. But folks, come on. Seriously, really? Two calls on a new sponsor for an entire month? Jeez, oh, Pete. Any rate, they own it all, including you. U.S.-China Governors Forum, not all sweetness and harmony. Now, Bill Jasper has written, he said, and remember this, two things. PRC, that's the People's Republic of China. And on this side, we have the NGAs. That's not a non-governmental association. That is the National Governors Association. Over the past several years, the People's Republic of China, henceforth to be called just the PRC, has stepped up its courtship of America's state and local officials. A growing stream of governors, mayors, county commissioners, school superintendents, college presidents, and university officials have been making the pilgrimage to Beijing and other Chinese sister cities in efforts aimed at wooing Chinese investors to their communities in search of export opportunities to China's growing consumer market. The intense mutual lobbying between local U.S. and Chinese officials is expected to hit a new zenith in mid-July. Yeah, it's called foreign trade zones. As our nation-state governors gather in Salt Lake City, Utah, for the summer meeting in the National Governors Association, NGA, their Chinese counterparts will join them there at the NGA's first U.S.-China Governors Forum. And you think you're just being sold out at the national level. The forum was created with the help of Secretary of State, guess who? Hillary Piano-Leg Lesbian Clinton. Sorry, Hillary, you piece of worthless human detritus. And the Obama administration during the Chinese President Xu Jintao's White House visit in January. In a January 19, 2011 press statement, Secretary Clinton announced a memorandum of understanding concerning the establishment of U.S.-China Governors Forum to promote subnational cooperation. What she said was a culmination of 2 years of effort by the Obama administration to extend mutual understanding and interest beyond national governments to individuals, businesses, and state and provincial governments. However, the NGA's scripted chorus line, the U.S. governors and Chinese provincial officials linking arms in a smiley-faced, harmonious poses, is already generating sour notes with many constituents who see the song and dance routine as more cover for the continued transfer of U.S. industrial and economic base to China. With most of America's manufacturing base and much of our technology and jobs already having been shipped to China, the Beijing's regime strategists are now targeting the remaining U.S. high-tech sectors, as well as agricultural and food production, pharmaceuticals, and nutritional supplements. Oh, Codex Alimentarius, how do you think the Red Chinese are going to abide by those rules? I don't know, a couple 10,000, half a million people die from some Chinese tainted crap because they don't know the difference between lead and silver. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just speculating at this point. Now, in addition to alarm over the ongoing strip mining of America's productive capabilities, many Americans are becoming more concerned about the plans by their state and local officials to implement Chinese-style special economic zones. Oh, they're calling them SEZs, S-E-Z's. With the help of China's state-run corporations. Besides dragging the American economy further into a socialist, fascist, central planning committee, the SEZs would be likely to serve as a springboard for massive transfers of Chinese immigrants to the United States to serve in these new SEC workforces. Now, I wish Greg would have put FTZ there rather than the SEZs, you know, which is the same thing, call it what you will. Now, two Idaho women, which you've heard their names before, led the effort to spread the alarm over the new U.S.-China subnational cooperation effort, and particularly the U.S.-China Governors Forum. They are Jane Lesko, president of the Idaho chapter of Eagle Forum, the national organization founded and headed by Phyllis Schlafly, and researcher Vicki Davis, whose website, changingreality.com, has brought to light many of the documents, meetings, and agreements that underlie the new cozy relationship between U.S. politicians and their communist counterparts in China. Lesko and Davis have become significant thorns in the side of Idaho's Republican governor, C.L. Butch Otter, who has made increased cooperation with China a key plank in his economic program for the Gem State. In January 7th letter sent to the all of Idaho legislators, Lesko asked the lawmakers to stop the plans for a communist Chinese setup businesses and investing in businesses in Idaho. She said, "We see this as a national security issue," said Lesko, asking further that the legislators set up a special investigation.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Today, Mr. Producer, you're walking in here lollygagging, drinking your drink there. What's in that glass, by the way? What? Water? You sure it's not Stoli's vodka? Okay. So, Oklahoma's governor. Here's another one for you. Put this in your list. Mary Phelan. And that's her name. Just like Palin, only with an F, and that's what she gets for this, is also feeling some heat over her coziness with Beijing. Oklahomans, and by the way, I hate to report this to you guys. Oh, gosh, I'm going to get in trouble for this one. Remember that guy in the legislature from Oklahoma that was all over the Oklahoma City bombing? What was his name? I'll think of it here in a second. At any rate, when I approached him on doing political programming, oriented programming on this network, he said, you know, I don't have enough time. And I said, well, geez, you know, it's only an hour a week. And he says, well, I have a lot of commitments. I said, well, I can understand that. He says, I'm doing a lot of trips to China. Yeah. Charles Keith. That's right. Oh, did I say that? Sorry, Charles. Can't have it both ways. At any rate, Ms. Palin here is also feeling heat over her coziness with Beijing. Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, that would be OK Safe, Inc., a coalition of prominent Oklahoma conservatives with proven effectiveness in political and educational battles, has taken aim at Palin's participation in the NGA's Salt Lake City Governors Forum. In an article posted on the website on June 7th, entitled Sleeping with the Enemy, U.S. Governors to Pair Up with Chinese Officials, OK Safe urged Oklahomans to contact Governor Palin and ask her about the details of the U.S.-China dealings under the Memorandum of Understanding, negotiated by the Obama administration and the NGA with Beijing. Now, Governor Palin is a member of the NGA's Economic Development and Commerce Committee. One of the questions OK Safe has for Governor Palin and Hillary Clinton, where's the MAU? In other words, Memorandum of Understanding. As usual, despite the standard talk about transparency, the NGA and the State Department, oh, there's our friends that gave us the communist Chinese in the first place. The State Department have not released a copy of the Memorandum of Understanding so that citizens can decide for themselves whether their elected officials are cutting deals that would harm or help their state and their nation. This reporter has been unable to locate a copy of the Memorandum of Understanding on either the State Department or the NGA website, and State Department has not returned our repeated calls for a copy. If the deals contained in this MAU are completely straightforward, then what's to hide? Why not put it out in the open? Well, that was the same argument the guy that wrote Tragedy and Hope. His complaint about the globalists was, well, this is a grand plan. Why don't you let everybody know about it? By the way, he was Bill Clinton's mentor. What was his name? Quincy or something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when you're a communist, once a communist, always a red. More on this when we get back. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up with Ron McDonald. Serious guy. Serious stuff. Wrote a serious book. They own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. Everybody in this country. You ever been invited on Rush Limbaugh's program, by the way?
No.
Alex Jones?
Yes.
You have? Have you done his show?
Yeah, December 7th of last year.
The day of infamy.
That's true. Also, the day I got out of the service.
Really?
Yeah.
December 7th, 1941. Yep. No, you're not that old. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, riding shotgun with me today, Ron McDonald, author of the aforementioned. Gold.